You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about the significant shortage of physicians in rural and underserved communities. I wanted to have a conversation with someone who had experience in this area to talk about osteopathic medicine. And today I have Dr. Robert Kane. He's president and CEO of American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Robert Kane.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
Glad to have you today to talk about this subject. We are in a rural area where my show takes place, and of course my show reaches a lot of rural communities and underserved communities. You have something to say when it comes to osteopathic care with your many years of experience.
That is correct. I think the profession has something that we can offer to rural and underserved America, so it's great to have the opportunity to talk about it.
Doctor, what is osteopathic medicine?
Now, the best place to start to understand how we can contribute to rural healthcare is a little bit of background about osteopathic medicine. There are two medical degrees in the United States, and they're equal from a standpoint of licensure and the ability to practice all aspects of medicine and surgery. The first, my degree, is the Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree, or DO degree. The other is the MD degree, or Doctor of Medicine. The osteopathic profession was founded in 1892, and it was really founded in a response to the challenges of the healthcare system at the time, that the type of care being delivered wasn't really meeting the needs of the patient of the day. And so the idea behind osteopathic medicine is really described in a set of guiding principles that came along with the founding, and they're very whole person oriented. They promote holistic practice, and something that obviously we were doing long before it became popular, but that we have to see every patient as mind, body, and spirit. And core to those principles is a philosophy that really blends science and beliefs. And that's critical to what separates osteopathic medicine from our counterparts, that our students from day one are learning this framework, this mindset of practice, that not only do we have to know the science, the best care for each patient, the right treatment for each patient, but to put that together with a belief system about how people want to be treated with compassion and respect, and they're part of this journey together. One other unique thing that separates osteopathic medicine is that in addition to learning about the use of medications and surgery and how to deliver babies and any number of other aspects of medical practice, we also learn structural medicine, or what we call OMT, osteopathic manipulative treatment. That's the use of our hands to both diagnose and treat through manipulation of the musculoskeletal system. So it's a great way to try to treat back pain, neck pain, headache, a number of other medical conditions using our hands, sometimes even being able to avoid the use of medication. Those are the things that set us aside as a degree and as an approach to practice.
So, Dr. Kane, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about the ebb and flow when it comes to society and culture. And I could think about maybe in the 1800s or times when homeopathic medicine or homeopathic approaches were used, and then where that may have transitioned or changed, and now we're seeing more of that coming back. Can you pinpoint where this has started to come back? Was it in the 80s or 90s? Can you pinpoint a particular decade?
Yeah, and how that actually relates to our growth, I think, right, in terms of some of the underlying questions and ideas that it might be here. And indeed, your point, when you go back to the 1890s, there was a lot of pushback from the medical community. That's not medicine, right? That's not how things should actually be practiced.
Yes.
And so it's been an uphill climb through decades, right, to keep saying this is important, this is critical, this has to be how people are treated. And so, indeed, you're correct. That period begins to change in the late 1980s into the 1990s as we start to see a shift in society, right? They're looking for something different in terms of the type of care that they're needing. It isn't necessarily being met by the overall healthcare system. And so here, sitting in the background all those years with this small, growing profession of osteopathic medicine as an alternative approach to what medicine should be about, right? Same kind of care from the standpoint of the surgical needs, medical needs, obstetrical needs, but with a whole different mindset about how it should actually be delivered. And so you see this sudden increase begin to occur in the 1990s and in late 1980s of the number of osteopathic schools. And we think it parallels that change, indeed, of what was happening around us, creating a growth opportunity to try to meet an unmet need in the healthcare system. And for today's students, that this is particularly attractive to helps to explain the increasing interest in osteopathic medicine.
Dr. Kane, you mentioned the whole person approach. How is that important, or why is that important when it comes to primary care?
Yeah, the two align so nicely. When you're trying to take care of a patient from a primary care standpoint, prevention is important. You have to have a good relationship with your patient to understand, you know, what it's going to take to hopefully keep them healthy and to always realize their fullest health potential. When they have any kind of illness, especially chronic illnesses, to understand all the contributors that might keep them from, again, reaching their fullest health potential. So it's not just about asking the questions about disease management and how are they managing their blood sugars or their blood pressures, or, you know, how are they feeling in terms of shortness of breath. It's understanding all the other things that can contribute to that. So good primary care has to be very much built on the concept of mind, body, spirit. Well, when you go through a medical school that the curriculum is built on mind, body, spirit, there's a natural alignment to that. When the mission of the school is to think about primary care and how important that is to the overall health of society, it shouldn't be a surprise that 60% of the graduates from osteopathic schools end up entering initially residencies that are aligned to primary care. And that then entering those fields allows us to continue to impact that space that we recognize has so many shortages here in the U.S., especially certain states.
When it comes to our rural and underserved areas, how does osteopathic medicine support their health, their overall health in these communities where they are underserved?
Yeah, so there's two things here I think that, again, help as a differentiator. The schools, there's been a pretty significant increase over the past two decades in the number of campuses, basically tripling in size, but about 60% of them in areas that are medically underserved. And so those new campuses add new physicians. We're training about 1 in 4 medical students today. So 1 in 4 physicians who will enter the workforce. So that location piece is critical. And a philosophy or a practice of those schools then becomes draw from the local and regional areas, train them in those local and regional areas with the idea of keeping them to meet those needs. One of the most important things I think osteopathic medicine has been doing for a long time, our origin story is rural Missouri. So this isn't something we backed into. It's been part of us from the very beginning. The first school was in rural Missouri. For a long time, there was a network of osteopathic hospitals in small and medium-sized cities that were meeting the needs of those communities, often replaced as the system began to change in the 80s and 90s with, you know, more of a corporate approach to healthcare, but that was still our roots. And so when we look at the two different systems and how they train, our counterparts tend to be focused in the 250 or so large urban academic medical centers, but osteopathic medicine is spread across those other 5,000 institutions across the United States. So we create those ties to community. Our students are training in them, and it's not a surprise that they end up staying in them when they're done.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dr. Robert Kane. He's president and CEO of American Association of Colleges and Osteopathic Medicine. We're glad to have him on the show today, and we're going to address, on the other side, the primary care physician shortage, leaving patients without access to care. Some of you may have been affected by this tremendously in your life as you look for a physician, as you look for care for your health. And I want to talk to the doctor about that, and then also talk about how you can find out more to support your area, where you are, if you're underserved, if you're in a rural area, how you can help to bring osteopathic medicine to your community. Will you stick with me, doctor?
I'd be happy to.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Dr. Robert Kane, President and CEO of American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Dr. Kane.
Thank you.
It would be a concern for families if they're in a rural area or underserved that they cannot simply go and get the care that they need. Access is limited for them. I don't believe anyone wants to have their life cut short because they can't receive treatment that they need. And here we've got osteopathic medicine coming in, an approach that may could help these rural and underserved areas.
Yes, that's correct. I think, you know, the comment I hear you making is primary care is critical to the health of America. And you know, all healthcare is local in a sense. And so do I or don't I have someone that I can go to that I trust that can help me to actually take care of my healthcare needs? Study after study has shown that by simply putting a primary care practitioner, primary care physician into a community, you can begin to measure the subsequent changes in outcomes associated with certain acute and chronic illnesses. It's just that simple access. The further people get away from a source of healthcare, the more likely they're going to be to have complications. I can't get that management for my chronic disease. I can't get to someone because I have an acute problem that may be very, very treatable. So how do you have a mindset about what can we do to change that? And that is in part what many of our schools, as they open, try to do, including the two schools in Alabama.
Impressive. And doctor, can you address what you've seen from these students, those who want to go into osteopathic medicine. You talked about in the first segment belief that coincides with this particular approach. Let's talk about the character of some of these students and people who want to serve the communities in this way.
Yeah, you know, the exciting thing about students that we're trying to attract today is, do they see the world holistically to begin with, right? So as we're interviewing them and we're trying to identify the best fit for osteopathic medicine, do they see things in the big picture, and is that attractive to them? Are they interested in rural and underserved parts of America? Because of the manipulation piece that I mentioned early on as part of our education, do they understand the power of therapeutic touch? And those are critical critical to becoming a good and dedicated osteopathic physician. So we're certainly looking for those types of things, and people who see themselves as part of something bigger, you know, realizing that that whole person care isn't just focused on the patient, but really literally on the community around them. And so once they sort of make that connection, they can become part of our school through the application process, and hopefully become physicians who will meet the needs of the American public.
Doctor, have you seen these students coming from rural communities themselves and underserved communities because the effects they have seen on maybe their own family members or people in their community and wanted to do something about it?
Yeah, a lot of times it's either a recognition of the lack of care or that they've been able to see a role model in those communities. Those are wonderful stories when they occur. The anecdotes with them of recognizing that physician in their community who did everything, and they'll have those stories about the various services that they offer. So those role models are powerful for students. But also trying to make the connection that people from those rural communities have opportunity, and making sure that they can see a pathway for entry into our schools. So we do have a whole division in our association that's focused on just that, trying to make sure that the information is available and that the pathways are visible for students who have interest in becoming a physician. And actually, we do have a higher number of student applicants to our schools that come from rural and underserved areas.
Very nice. And you did mention that there are two schools in Alabama. Is that correct?
There are. There's one in Auburn that's actually a branch campus of the Edward Baya College of Osteopathic Medicine in Virginia. And there's another in Dothan, the Alabama College of Osteopathic Medicine. And both have been open, I think, 2010 for Alabama and 2014 for the VCOM school. And once again, that they have that mission to serve the underserved and to meet the needs of the local communities.
When we look at the country overall, how many schools are there across the country right now?
So we today have 40 main campuses across the country and 64 total locations. So just like the one I was mentioning in Alabama, that's part of a bigger system. Sometimes the schools will have more than one location. And as I mentioned, about 60% of them are actually located in federally recognized underserved areas.
Dr. Kane, if someone listening right now wanted to find out more about osteopathic medicine and hear more from you or the resources that you have available, because you are president and CEO of the American Association of Colleges and Osteopathic Medicine, which I will say it's the 125th anniversary of this organization, correct?
It is. And thank you for getting that in there. We are very proud to be celebrating our 125th anniversary for the association. As I mentioned, the school, the first school actually opened in 1892. But the association supports not only the colleges, but also acts as a gateway, the application service for students interested in entering osteopathic medicine. All of that information can be found on our website at AACOM or ACOM.org.
And scholarships are available. I did go to the Facebook page and noticed that there are some available scholarships, and people can check that out, especially these younger people who may have a vision for supporting their rural or underserved community.
That is correct, and oftentimes the local schools do as well.
As a matter of fact, if someone goes to American Association of Colleges and Osteopathic Medicine right now, within the past hour of this interview, calling aspiring physicians, the Sherry R. Arnstein underrepresented minority scholarship application is open, and that may be something of interest to someone listening right now. They can go to the American Association of Colleges and of Osteopathic Medicine and click on the link and apply that way. So whatever we can do to try to get the word out and let people know that there are things available for them, these students, these special students who have an interest in going this path, and checking out aacom.org. And I appreciate your work, Dr. Kane, and the time that you're taking with these students, the concern that you have for our rural and underserved areas to try to help in this way.
Well, thank you. We see that as a critical part of our mission. I do appreciate you calling out the Arnstein Scholarship. That's one of the prior leaders of ACOM who dedicated her career to helping underrepresented students, and that continues on in her name. And each year gives us a chance to help a small number of students who usually have high need.
Dr. Kane, as you move forward with this organization as president and CEO, what do you hope to see over the next, say, 5 to 10 years as you navigate osteopathic medicine in our communities?
We want to strengthen our ties to the communities that we've been talking about here. That, as I mentioned, that whole network of 5,000 plus smaller hospitals and institutions where a significant part of our training is actually occurring, that we can create closer ties with them that will help us better embed the principles and practices of osteopathic medicine so we can truly train our students to be strong osteopathic physicians who are prepared to deliver care through that lens of osteopathic medicine to the communities where they ultimately decide to set up practice. So lifting up that relationship and strengthening it to for the good of the people who live in those areas.
Dr. Robert Kane, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you for sharing your expertise, and I do hope people will check in to the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine. Thank you for your time today, Doctor.
Thank you for the time and the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.